Anything Goes debuted on Broadway in 1934, and the story revolves around some serious relationship drama on a cruise ship en route from New York to London. How many of you have seen the show, Somewhere Alive? Okay, fair enough. So just to briefly describe it, honestly, the plot is not that important, but it's more about the music. But there is a stowaway named Billy who's in love with an heiress named Hope. And their mutual attraction is complicated because Hope is already engaged to a rich British man who's also on board. And you have two of Billy's friends conspiring with him to win Hope's heart, a nightclub singer named Reno, who has an unrequited crush on Billy, so again, you see how complicated it is, as well as a gangster named Moonface Mooney. You've probably heard about the FBI's most wanted list and that whoever's at the top of that list is public enemy number one. Well, Moonface, somewhat disappointingly to himself, only ranks as public enemy number 13. Given the antics that ensue, the show was originally called Crazy Week. The second draft was called Hard to Get. But by the time the show went public, it was known as Anything Goes. If our rendition leaves you curious for more, that older kind of 1954 movie is not particularly beloved, but I do recommend the recording of the 2021 London revival starring the, to me, always incredible Sutton Foster. It's available for rent on various streaming platforms who don't need me to mention them and give them more money. But if you really can't find it, let me know and I'll help you. But again, much more so than for this convoluted plot, the musical is really renowned for Cole Porter's music, and many of the songs have become these just beloved standards. Porter himself, not so humbly, considered Anything Goes to be one of his, quote, two perfect shows, along with his later musical, Kiss Me, Kate. So let's turn now to the music. In our first number, you'll hear Billy and Reno reaffirming their friendship for one another as they collude to extricate Hope from her ill-fated engagement. Have you ever found yourself in a similar position of trying to encourage a friend who just can't see a way forward from their current predicament? From your friend's point of view, everything seems hopeless, and their self-perception is that at the moment, they're the worst. You find yourself desperately trying to show them that from your point of view, they're not the worst. They're the top. In this next song, Billy tries to woo Hope after having, you know, kind of been bucked off by the song you just heard. And the lyrics are filled with, honestly, the nonsense of love in its earliest stages. De-lovely? That's not a word. That's just silly. But so often, from an objective point of view, are the earliest stages of falling in love. There's perhaps a reminder here for the rest of us, though, and sometimes taking on the perspective of young love, giving yourself permission to go with the flow, to be silly, and just to allow life to be de-lovely. This next tune about heaven invokes the universalist half of our Unitarian Universalist living tradition. The old joke that comes out of the 19th century is that the universalists had this deep-seated conviction that God was too good to damn anyone forever to hell. And the Unitarians had this equally deep conviction that they were too good to be damned. Over time, universalism became less concerned about hell or heaven in a next world and more concerned with loving the hell out of this world. Just some theological fodder for you to consider and ponder during the heavenly hop. The next two songs are about friendship. Earlier, I mentioned that Billy had two friends colluding with him to win Hope's heart. You've already met the nightclub singer Reno. Now you get to meet Moonface Martin, public enemy number 13. And I invite you to use these next two songs as a meditation on friendship in your life. Some of you remember a relationship framework that I just mentioned in passing at the end of the service a few weeks ago. I want to go just briefly deeper into the details this morning. The psychologist Robin Dunbar has found that we humans have evolved to handle no more than approximately 150 personal relationships. In Dunbar's nomenclature, that's your tribe. So think about who's your about 150 or so that you really know personally. The next inner circle is the 12 to 15 people that Dunbar calls your sympathy group. Friends you connect with at least once a month, you know, regularly, kind of year after year, once a month, who share your values and your interests and your perspectives on life. There's no coincidence that we typically cap our chalice circles, our small groups here at UUCF, at around 10 to 12 people. It's worth considering, how many people do you really connect with on a significant level every month? Moving in one more ring, your innermost circle is the 3 to 5 people who you typically connect with, you know, on a pretty deep level at least once a week. You only need one hand to count the number of truly intimate friendships that most of us have the capacity to sustain long term. But wait, you may be thinking, what about the 1,500 friends I have on social media? Or the 150,000? Or the 1.5 million? I don't know your social media life. The truth is, most of those folks truly are on the outermost everyone else ring. But too often, the way social media is wired, they get too much of our attention. I'll leave you with a key piece of advice from the leadership guru, Kerry Newwolf, who created this graphic based on Dunbar's work. He says, quote, "The depth of your relationship should match and determine the depth and speed of your response to people. The depth of your relationship should determine the depth and speed of your response to people." So the invitation here as we listen to these next two songs is to potentially consider any ways you might want to recalibrate your priorities. Maybe some of you have got it all right. But how might your life change if you responded less frequently and more slowly to people on the outer rims of your circles, and more regularly and with greater intention to people on the inner rings, or people that you want to be more solidly on the inner rings? In this season of your life, how do you feel called to potentially reprioritize your friendship?
Good morning. Times had changed. 1934, the Depression, traditional structures like unbridled capitalism, the temperance movement, and gender roles seemed to have failed. What to do when old ways no longer serve us, now that good's bad and bad's good? How about a naughty, jazzy, Puritan shocking anthem to freedom and possibilities? High hemlines, bare limbs, fast cars, mothers leaving fathers to become tennis pros. I am thrilled to speak today. When I was a child, my family didn't go to church on Sundays. We listened to Broadway cast albums. So, of course, the universe brings me to a Unitarian Universalist community that conducts Broadway services. This song that you're about to hear, Anything Goes, blends my UU beliefs with my religious upbringing in the Church of the Broadway Showstopper. It's about diversity and inclusion. It's about accepting the inherent worth of a person's pursuits for fulfillment, regardless of whether you like old hymns, low bars, Young Bears, Mae West, or Me Undressed. Don't worry, I won't demonstrate that. It's about a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, even if for grandmama, that search means getting matey with gigolos in nightclubs. Anything Goes celebrates openness to the new, to the flipping of received structures, to acceptance, to encouraging growth, and to effusive enthusiasm, which etymologically means to be filled with the divine. Has my gay ancestor, Cole Porter, perhaps given me a credo for a kind of charismatic universalism, divine hedonism, syncopated sacred fabulosity, or all of the above? Well, as a UU, I might also say it's all good. In other words, anything goes.
Danielle, do you need your music? Okay, let's leave it there. Very good. This next song is also our offertory to support both this congregation, which makes experiences like Broadway Sunday possible, as well as our worthy split plate recipient, which Kate described earlier, Computer Reach. I invite you to give generously either here through the offering plate in person or online through the give link on our website, frederickuu.org. For now, in a few moments, we'll hear from a chorus of passengers on the cruise ship who, in a case of mistaken identity, think that the stowaway Billy is actually public enemy number one. But instead of being scared, they're ironically thrilled that such a celebrity is there with them. To be honest, though, these days, it feels like this song hits a little too close to home. As multiple criminal trials currently underway show us, from He Who I Don't Need to Name, notorious people are sometimes still at the center of a cult of personality around being a public enemy. As the play progresses, Billy is revealed to be not public enemy number one, but an illegal stowaway, and he's arrested for that, not for being public enemy number one. But Reno, his steadfast friend, whips up a song to distract everyone from Billy's transgressions. As a Hail Mary in defense of Billy, Reno sings, "Blow, Gabriel, blow." As it turns out, Billy the stowaway wasn't delusional. Hope loves him back. And if any of you are worried about Hope's rich fiancé, don't worry, he's fine. He ends up marrying the nightclub singer Reno. And Billy's boss ends up with Hope's mother. It's a whole mixed up thing. But you were warned in the title, anything goes. For now, we're invited to celebrate that connection between Billy and Hope all through the night. In one of the final twists, Billy finds himself behind bars in the ship's brig for being a stowaway. His co-conspirator, Moonface Martin, public enemy 13, tries to cheer him up. In regard to such circumstances, I invite us to remember the words of one of my favorite philosophers, Leia Organa Solo. And she said, this is actually quite wise, hope is like the sun. If you only believe in it when you see it, you'll never make it through the night. Or as Moonface tells Billy, be like the bluebird. We used to host an annual Broadway Sunday. Some of you will remember our renditions of Pippin, Les Mis, The Wiz, and Into the Woods. And on March 15th, 2020, we planned to present Anything Goes. It was rehearsed, it was prepared, but the world had other plans. I'll never forget being right over there in room 125, just down the hall, enjoying a lunch with our wonderful UUCF staff as the confirmations began to pour in, and emails and texts and phone calls, that we needed to pivot to a fully online Sunday service. And that we couldn't do all this at that point online. The show couldn't go on. 4 years later, I could not be happier to celebrate the triumphant return of Broadway Sunday, and I couldn't say it any better than take me back to Manhattan.